Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola. Thursdays at 8:40.
8:40.
Hello, Wendy lady.
Hello, Darren. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. So is this really a thing? People get the packaging off their brand new flat screens just to find that it's cracked. Is that, hang on, that's like a horror story.
It is apparently a thing. I can tell from my inbox. And this week, Bonita Hughes, who is the complaints manager at the Ombud for Consumer Goods and Services office, she told me that their office has also been getting a lot of complaints about that for a while now. She says these TVs are tested in store. As they're about to leave, they plug it in for the customer and say, look, see, everything's fine. Mm-hmm. It's all perfect. Or they test it upon delivery. But shortly afterwards, consumers complain that the TVs have a cracked screen. And they give various reasons and explanations to the Ombuds office as to why they, the customer, could not possibly be to blame for the damage to the TV set. So these customers believe that the way the store handled the TV when taking it out of the box to show them that the TV was working, and then the way they put it back, somehow damaged the TV. And they also said that the boxes these things come in and the manuals that come with them don't give proper instructions on how to handle fragile TVs.
This is a tricky one.
So they're throwing it back to the company, yeah.
I mean, how do you prove at which point exactly the TV got damaged?
Well, that's the whole thing. Bonita said the Ombuds office can't determine what causes the damage, and because it's physical damage, they can't instruct the suppliers to honour the Consumer Protection Act 6 months warranty for defects, in which case, if there is a defect within 6 months, a supplier is required to give the consumer the choice of a refund, a replacement, or a repair of whatever the broken product is. But the thing is, a lot can go wrong with a TV from the time the salesman demonstrates that it's working just fine to the time you try and switch it on in your lounge, leaving you with no recourse because there's no proof. How do you prove your case? So I always say, best you insure that TV. You know how you have to make sure that they have to have proof of license before you leave the shop? Maybe like with a car, before you take it away, drive it away in that trolley, you should insure it so that you're protected.
So I'm circling back to this. What's causing those cracks?
Okay, well, I learned something with this. The Ombud says the most common cracks form around the edges of TVs from finger pressure as their new owners struggle to remove it from the
package.
I mean, that's quite a revelation. So recently, the Ombuds office issued a guide to consumers on how to avoid damaging your newly bought, very expensive TV before you've even had a chance to switch it on for the first time.
Wendy, no, look, don't even joke. This is a life hack. This is a game changer. I recently figured out that I've been pouring my milk incorrectly. You're not supposed to have the hole at the bottom of the carton. It's supposed to be at the top when you pour it. Changed my life. I've been spilling tea on my counter.
This is very high grade for you.
So there's a specific way to get the TV out of the box?
There's a whole lot of how to do.
No one told me.
Well, now listen up. In a bit, though. In a bit, you're going to have to wait.
They're removing the TV from the box moment with Wendy Nola when we return.
Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola. Thursdays at 8:40.
The Office of the Ombud for Consumer Goods and Services received so many complaints from customers who were unpacking their new TVs to find that they were damaged that it has issued a guide to consumers on how to avoid damaging your TV whilst taking it out of the box.
It's actually before that. It's from the moment you take possession of the big handover. They hand over this big box, right? I'm going to put the full version of this on the blog, but in brief, before you even get to the store, make sure that the TV is suitable for the transport you intend to drive it home in, right?
Oh.
So you actually could damage the delicate piece of electronics just trying to shove it into your too small car.
Okay.
So carry extra pillows to cushion and support the TV if it's small enough to fit in the back seat of your car. Put the seat belt across it and don't try and lie it flat. It must be upright. Right. And so the point is that it's not going to move around, wobble around as you're driving. Okay, so I think we've all seen people pushing trolleys through malls with giant TV boxes shoved in them. They look very awkward. Doesn't look like there's too much planning that went on there. So first advice is to make sure the trolley can accommodate the TV properly. Do not lie the TV flat in the trolley. And obviously, duh moment, be careful not to bump anything when you're pushing that trolley because these boxes are going to stick out a bit. And push slowly and carefully over any bumps on the mall floor, or more importantly, I suppose, because malls are generally smooth floored, in the parking lot outside. Ensure that there are two adults to handle the TV at all times. So if you're using some kind of bucky or van to transport a large TV, put a moving blanket down to protect it, it creates a cushion, obviously, and prevents damage. Mm. Place it against the side of the truck bed and use cargo straps to secure it, but not too tightly that you might cause the damage from too tight straps. And the last step, have two adults carry the TV when from the car or the buggy into your home, as well as during assembly. Follow the packaging guidelines and make sure the TV screen is never touched when you're removing it from the packaging. Mm. Because as we said, the most common cracks form this way around the edges by finger pressure. You're trying to pull this thing out of its packaging. My advice to add to the Ombuds office is, if you're buying from a brick and mortar retailer, contact your insurer. I've said this before, by phone or website to add your new TV set to your policy. Mm-hmm. And number two, having said all of this about bricks and mortar and trolleys and everything else, consider buying a TV online, and when it's delivered, make the delivery person wait until you, preferably with their help, get it out of the packaging to check that it's not damaged. Mm. That way they can't later say, well, it was fine when we delivered it. Lot to go wrong with TVs, and as I say, I see it in my inbox, and the Ombuds getting a small deluge of them as well. So. Yeah.
All right, so if you're in the market to go and get yourself a brand new TV, go and have a look at the instructions, how to purchase, how to transport, how to install your TV, so that there's no disappointment from Ombudsman to you, so that you can watch the ODI or the Super Rugby. All right, it's all on the website, ecr.co.za. Click on Consumer Watch. And if you want to get a hold of Wendy, the best place is on her Facebook. There is an email option there on her Facebook. It's Wendy Nola Consumer. Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks, Darren.